Mike Reinberger going free today. What's impressed you so far in what he's been doing?
Similar to Colwick and Degree Vasquez, you know, Randy was with us last year, but not making it bigger than it is. You know, it really, it's a nice trait. He's been able to go out. I know he's had some support from, obviously, Ruben, the pitching staff, myself, but, you know, his teammates, most importantly. But he gets all the credit. Just go out and go execute your pitches, and that's either good enough or it's not. And more often than not, well-executed pitches, you know, give you a chance to compete very well, and he's done that.
Sometimes with younger pitchers, they try to do more with their stuff, feeling like they've got to be more or try to do more here at the big league level. It seems like he's done a pretty good job of managing that part of it and just staying within himself.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's another good way of saying, you know, exactly that. He's not making it bigger than it is. My stuff is my stuff, you know, and most young players, understandably, regardless of level, I've basically been at every single level, whether you're going into high school or JV to varsity or, you know, high school to college or college to rookie ball to day ball to double A to triple A. You always kind of want to dip your toe in the water and go, where do I fit? Where do I stand? And so, you know, you're doing it at the highest level, and the human component is to do that. But this was separator here is to recognize that, you know what, I'm just going to dip my toe in and I'm going to trust what I have. And you know, I know Berger's been able to do that, and as has, you know, David Morgan comes to mind as well.
It might be on the same theme, but he's done an excellent job of controlling the top three batters in opposing lineups up to this point. I know it's a small sample size, but is there something that you've seen in terms of his ability to sort of manage some of the better in opposing lineups, or does it kind of go back to what you were just talking about?
I think it goes back to exactly what it's even more important against the better hitters, right? I mean, your margin for error is... And even if you have no margin for, I mean, even if you make a great pitch, it doesn't guarantee it against, you know, any hitter, especially the guys that are on trajectories for All-Stars and Hall of Fames. But, yeah, it's more important that, you know, you get it where you need to go to and you know, let your defense work behind you.
Gavin Sheets on a 9-game hitting streak. It's the longest of his career. Is there something to be read into that in terms of his growth as a hitter and, you know, the consistency that he's showing and how he's coming along?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it starts with his ability. I think there's no question he has it. You know, he's in a good lineup. So that, you know, he's got some people around him that you know, help him. You know, he's been able to make whatever adjustments, small adjustments there have been made at the big league level to have that consistency. And I think beyond that, it's about opportunity. You know, I mean, you know, that's the thing about it is when we talk about it every night, there's opportunity out there, and, you know, he's earned more opportunity and he's earned the right. And he had a lot of understandable questions about, you know, Sheets versus lefty, Sheets versus lefty, Sheets versus lefty. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you know, I do see good at bats. I see the work. I see the ability to make adjustments. And so when you do that, everyday players hit righties and lefties, and he's showing in to be an everyday player.
Like, it felt like last night, maybe I'm wrong, your happiness for Xander was even bigger than, say, the moment that it was, you know, an understanding of he's been scuffling.
You're right.
I just, you know, what are your thoughts on it? I mean, it really has been a little bit perplexing.
You know, it's been perplexing. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to support and love our players. And, you know, the thing about support is, you know, not to make some societal statement, but, you know, it's interesting to me about the support systems that take place when people are having success and how they can evaporate very quickly when they're not having success. And that's mostly peripherally. And we get that. We signed up for performance and win games, and we're not alibiing that at all. But, you know, the longer answer to your question, Ace, is I'm always going to support guys when they're struggling because that's just what you do to people you care about. Now, specific to what you make of the struggle, you know, one thing that's a head scratcher, and I should have this written down for you, but we looked at it internally and, you know, spoken to Xander about it. I think he knows it. Like, you look at almost every measurable since the day he's been a Padre in the last 3 years, whether it's chase rate, whether it's exit velocity, whether it's consistency of barrel rate, hard hit, all those things, he's in as good a place as he's been in multiple years. And so now you just chalk it up to, man, baseball can be really, really hard and frustrating. Because it ultimately, with an exception or two here, is the You can do everything right in that batter's box against the hardest thing to do in the world is to hit a moving baseball, especially in 2025, and then not get the result when you hit it well, and then have to answer to what's wrong with you. You know, golfers hit their putt, read their line, it goes in.
Mike, from your perspective with Xander, how has he handled not getting those types of results?
Xander's human, and Xander cares. You know, ultimately the best question is for Xander, how he feels. I can't answer that. All I can tell you is that this is a guy with an exceptionally high care factor for his team. And, you know, he's had his personal accomplishments. He still wants to have more. I mean, who doesn't, right? But he's won his 5 Silver Sluggers. He's got 2 World Series rings. He genuinely cares about the success of this team. And he, you know, it's like, and he's a very introverted guy. And, you know, I think he carries a lot of heaviness with him when it doesn't go as well as he'd like. And all we can do is support him and love on him.